As the chairman of the Senate Veterans Committee, Senator Sanders has been directly involved in efforts to reform the Department of Veterans Affairs healthcare system. This is happening because it was disclosed that a number of VA centers covered up the waiting times for thousands of veterans. In some cases, the veterans died before they were able to receive care. The bill calls for the construction of 26 new VA medical facilities in 18 states, and it authorizes the hiring of additional doctors and nurses. The legislation has a $2 billion price tag. Sanders says the plan is a short-term solution to the VA crisis.
I think it's a step in the right direction. It deals with the immediate crisis that we don't want veterans waiting long periods of time to get the health care that they need.
The legislation also allows veterans who live more than 40 miles from a VA facility to get their medical services from a local health care provider. This new approach will be evaluated after a 2-year period. Sanders says he's willing to try it out.
We don't want veterans to be having to travel long distances to get to a facility. On the other hand, carried out in a way that some people would want it to be carried out could eventually lead to the privatization of the VA, which is something I strongly oppose.
The bill also creates a streamlined process for the VA secretary to dismiss certain employees. Sanders says this provision also includes an expedited appeals process.
There is clearly some employees who are lying, who are doctoring books, and they should be fired immediately, and this bill allows the secretary to do that and also allows the secretary to fire incompetent employees in a much more expedited manner than was previously the case.
Richard Reed is the head of the Vermont Office of Veterans Affairs. He says the provision that allows veterans to see private health care providers if they live more than 40 miles from a VA facility will definitely help veterans in the more rural parts of the state.
I think that 40 miles is a good rule of thumb. It's what we use at the Office of Veterans Affairs in terms of doing outreach to veterans who need assistance with claims. The VA has 5 clinics established throughout Vermont, which cover most of the population, but there are still gaps in that service.
Reed says he believes most Vermont veterans are getting timely health care services from the VA and that many are satisfied with the quality of care that they're receiving. For VPR News, I'm Bob Kinzel in Montpelier.